Filthy Blues right here on The Fuse at 984. Good morning. I told you I love it when we get new music, especially when it's from back home, and that's exactly what's happening. We have an album launch happening today. You can let us know what you think, by the way, on The Fuse 984 Facebook, Instagram, and X. You can tag me, it's Anmara, and you can tag the band Hot Sun Frequency as well, because they do have a new album. It's called Lost Summer. I love the energy already. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Oh man.
Oh, we're loving it.
Loving to be here. Dropping the album in Capital FM on The Fuse.
This is actually the place to be for an album launch or drop. Yeah.
I'm so happy about this because we've been trying to put this together for like some time.
Right. For a while now.
But I was like, please don't drop it anywhere else. But here first. But now you can get it on Spotify as well, which is fantastic. Walk me through, what is the album about? What's the name? What's it about?
Well, the album's called Lost Summer, and we... We're a band that got together over COVID because we didn't have anything else to do. Right? As we just tore up my garage and turned it into a studio. And guys were showing up at least two or three times a week. And we wrote all this music kind of inspired by that situation we found ourselves in. And Lost Summer is the title, which relates to kind of that time that we lost. And a lot of the songs kind of speak to that. So.
Right, and I want to know how you guys came together as a band, because you're all seasoned musicians in your own right with more than 3 years like of experience. So how did you guys all come together, and does it conflict with your other bands?
So I'll speak for myself. I think I joined the band a bit later. I mean, maybe not that later. I was the newest band member. I got contact from a guy called Sidney Simila. You know him? He's a DJ, he's all those things. Yeah. And he says, the band looking for a guitarist, and I think you would fit there. I was like, okay. Which band is this? He said, it's a new band, let's go. He's a guy, I talked to him, and then gave me his number, Aran's number. We spoke over the phone. I was like, okay, let's just come and we just jam. And we just met, and we just clicked it. Just like
It was an instant, made in heaven marriage.
The first... jam session. I like this guy, bro. His energy is—he's young. He's all that. So we just jam and just like we got married.
We got married.
And that was 3 years ago. So walk me through the last 3 years.
Oh, this is our anniversary,
So walk me through the last 3 years, the highs and lows, and what have you learned? Because you came out of COVID. Sometimes, like, it kind of feels like we're in still a limbo in life. But what have you learned so far when it comes to music and the industry?
Well, nobody was sure what to do, actually, at the beginning when they sort of lifted the bans and... Yeah. You know, we were still arriving at clubs with masks on. And there's a picture of Freddie on our Instagram. He's still wearing a mask playing the guitar. It was kind of just weird times, and nobody knew what to do or how to behave. But everybody definitely wanted to get out and have live music again. And so we rode that wave of just taking our songs that we all wrote, all original songs. We've never played a cover, I don't think, once, which is great. We wrote 20 songs. Album has... only six of them. So we were able to play two sets and gig around. We were Alchemist, Gecko, some other places, and just great response. You know, rock is, you know, not necessarily the most popular genre in Nairobi, but there's a huge burgeoning crowd for it. So we learned that, like, you know, there is a rock crowd. There are people who want to hear that. And, you know, we kind of filled a gap there, I think. And,
For me, I learned something. So I learned to be in the right place with the right people. That is very significant, actually. Something just happened that you get to meet people at the right time, and it just make things just happen. For me, just that helped me to understand, like, sometimes the universe just brings you to the right people.
Right.
And where it's supposed to be at a particular time. Don't question things. Just be where it's supposed to be and just act and just be your 100% there. So, because for us, we meet 20 jams. In captivity, you know, I just newly just met these guys, and just for me, just so I just learned that being there and being at the right time, at the right place, the right people, it's very, 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 very important.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm excited to get into this album. We're going to be breaking it down as well in just a bit. So let's get into the music. It's The Fuse 984, as I did say. If you have any questions, do let me know. Facebook, Instagram, and X. You can tag me. It's Anmara. Hot Sun Frequency right here.
Yeah, bro.
That sounds so sweet. Yeah, so you got the jam right there. That's it.
It's happening live, by the way, as we speak.
Spend a little time on the top, my friends. I spend a little time in the ditch. Things fall down and come back again. I guess they always will. Yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
You guys might have so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
You're making my day.
That sounds so
better.
Sweet on like Capital FM. It's,
I know.
Like on the radio and stuff.
It's happening as we speak.
I'm getting like shivers. And
I know. It sounds so good.
All right, let's talk about the music. Let's break it down. So this is from this is your second single from the album.
Correct.
Your new album, Lost Summer, by the way, that is being released here on the Fuse 984. You can let me know what you think, by the way. You can tag me as well so I can see you a whole lot faster. So what is Some Say about?
Some Say is actually that it's a classic song about that kind of feeling of what are we doing in this COVID situation, lockdown, and coming out of that. Some say they want to run away and just hide and stick their head in the ground. And some say, look, we can build again and let's try this again. And
yeah.
I think it's having faith that things fall down and come back again. And I guess they always will. So it's a song of hope and kind of like you get all that negative media about what's going on and this sense of separation from people. And that song is sort of like, yeah, we can come back and, don't just get swayed by all this stuff that's coming at you. Stand your ground, stand like a statue in the ground.
Yeah.
And
Right, and Midnight Haze is coming up next. So maybe you can walk me through Midnight Haze because I saw it's like one of your biggest songs.
Yeah.
So what is Midnight Haze about?
Some aliens landing on the planet and trying to take over the population. Midnight Haze is an homage to really Nairobi as this like, party capital and all the stuff that... All the shenanigans that go down after midnight.
After midnight, bro.
But then you just like you live with no regrets. That's what I say. And I'll let the song speak for itself.
It's all right. Let's get into it. Let's right check on. It out. Hot Sun Frequency right here on the Fuse 984. It's like a jam session, and I'm just loving every part of it.
Actually, this place is on fire.
It's so much fun. Okay, so what is your favorite song to play, and can you give us a little sample on the album?
I don't have a favorite song.
Wild
really.
Eyes.
Wild Eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. This one.
Love is a burning thing, though I think that's what old Johnny says. Love is a burning thing,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's Wild Eyes. That might be coming up. I don't know. But
yeah, all right. Yeah.
We're planning to give that one away for free
on
Bandcamp this week. So look out for that on our socials.
And that actually brings me to what is Bandcamp, and because I see you can buy your music there, you can check it out, you can support as well. But maybe you can walk me through what exactly is Bandcamp.
So Bandcamp is like more like artist focus, and then it's a social media platform. So how you can follow bands and buy their music directly, and so it's that kind of platform where you can just purchase the music directly from the artist.
Right, and then I know you guys started jamming at your basement, tore it up.
Yeah.
In the garage.
Yeah.
Did you make this album in the garage, or you went into studio and had?
No, we went
time?
Into studio, and this studio called 284 Flame Tree Studio.
Flame Tree, yeah.
Asad Rajput, big shout out actually to them because they did an amazing job on this
it's a good job
album.
They did, yeah.
It's kind of like a kind of studio environment, but analog recorded and then transferred to digital, so it's really warm. There's a lot of warmth in it.
Right.
And our engineer Brian just
smashed
it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. And our producer Jameer.
Jameel.
Big shout out to the team. Yeah. These guys really helped shape the album and the sound.
Yeah, it's nice that you do have a team as well, and you guys are together. So I want to know what advice would you give an up and coming artist who maybe wants to break into the rock scene, or they want to break into music just in general, and they don't know where to start.
Okay, so first of all, I'm an African, and these are stereotypes about rock music in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these things around, all these rock is evil, and all those things. I think that you just be yourself. The frequency just chooses you.
Mm. You know? Hot sun frequency.
Hot sun frequency just chooses you.
Yeah.
Just go with it. For me, I had to just, it tapped into me when I was in high school, and I went with it. I didn't have to think about it. Just like, like if I choose like all music, like rock music,
are
jazz.
You saying follow your heart?
Rock just spoke to me.
Right.
I think just spoke, you know, just gets you, you know? Just follow your heart and just go with it.
But you need some guys to go into a garage together. You need a garage or some space that you're getting together.
Find a tribe.
And you don't care about anybody else or the world.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you're just inner-focused and you're find focused on the music. You have to love the music.
I would say this. Find a space you feel like you're safe there. You can just go and build and just whatever you want, just play your guitar or just sing. And just go with it.
Would you guys consider doing mentorship? Because you guys are dons in the industry already.
Gosh,
I'm just saying multiple streams of income. This is another side hustle. Mm. But would you consider doing mentorship? Because I think there's so much talent, especially in the rock and pop scene in Kenya.
Yeah.
But they kind of just don't know where to go. Like, I get a lot of DMs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know where to send people when it comes to stuff like that.
There's
so, like,
an opportunity here.
Would you guys want to do something like that?
Like, for me, most times I actually do mentorship. Like, I work, apart from Hot Sun Frequency, I happen to mentor other artists as well. And I am a sound creator. I get sound. Like, you can just like all these jams here, I just play the guitar, and it just gets it, right, on it, you know? So I have a thing for creating sound and getting people's tones.
Yeah.
So I think I can be able to help with that.
Okay, what's your social media so we can get on this?
My name is, on IG is where I'm mostly active, E_Komora. E_Komora with a K, not C.
And you can check them out, by the way, at hot_sun_frequency. You can also check me out on the Fuse 984. Let's get back into the music. You keep letting me know what you think. Yeah. I'm loving the album so far. I'm loving it.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. All right.
So let's get back into it. Hot Sun Frequency right here on the Fuse 984. It is a jam session. It is an album launch as well. You have to check it out on all platforms. That is album Lost Summer. You're going to be definitely hearing it a lot on the All Requests Lunch Hour here on the Fuse 984. Keep your questions, keep your comments coming in as well, because I love to see it. Let's start off with the comments. Zanji, thank you so much. Says, love to hear local rock bands back again. Rock is still alive and kicking in Kenya. Shout out to Hot Sun Frequency. And the Fuse 984 for keeping rock alive.
We have a fan.
You've got some more fans, actually. I'm doing some more shout outs. We also do have, let's get it. Maruri _Jim as well, saying, sure, thrill, enjoying the music. Fire, fire, fire emoji. Then we'll see. Phyllis saying, fire, fire, fire emoji as well. So the ladies clearly love
you.
Once you get the ladies involved, then you're good to go.
We're good
you're
to
set
go,
to
yeah.
go.
Anybody follows.
But when it comes to the future, what should we be expecting from you guys? Now, the album's out. It's happening. It's all going.
Well, we're planning a big album launch party. I think for June 22nd, watch that space. We're just formulating all the final plans. But mark your calendar, save the date, June 22nd, and check for the details. I think they have it at the Shelter in Westlands.
It's called Undertow.
It's called Undertow.
They've been here.
Yeah, they've been here.
So
yeah, that's right,
I think Rasher is going to be there, and Snowball Studios is going to be there, and we're just firming it up with the producers. But watch this space, June 22nd, our big sort of album launch party.
Nice. And when it comes to the future of rock music in Kenya, because there is a fan base, we kind of just seem to be a little bit helter-skelter.
Yeah.
What do you think we should do to kind of come together, have these events and have them successful, and just even supporting our very own local artists?
I think that, first of all, there are plenty of bands and music going around, including Hot Sun Frequency music. So I think that you guys in the radio section sector, you can help with that. You can push our music.
Well, the Fuse has been doing it.
We've been doing a good job. But you guys are doing a good job. Thank you very much for us. But I think you can push some more. there's a lot of all this music happening. Actually, shows are happening. Happening every single month, I think there's a show somewhere, a frog show somewhere. So I think...
I mean, there's a lot of blues, and blues is the foundation of rock, and there's a lot of blues fans out there, and I think it's not a big leap to make, you know, from blues to rock, and it's obviously all in one sort of pot coming from the same place. And in fact, we do shows with blues people, and so I would consider ourselves also blues. We have some blues songs that we play. So that's I would put that together. But obviously, these guys like Undertow and others, last year's Tragedy, Straight Line Connection.
Yeah, they were just here as well.
Shout out to them. You see, it's burgeoning scene.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is so exciting. Now, support your music as well, how can I find your music?
So we're on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all streaming platforms, basically. And there's a lot of stuff that we... And then Bandcamp, if you want to support us directly by purchasing our tracks. And then, of course, following us on Instagram and liking us and following us and staying, coming to see our shows. Instagram and Facebook. Where else? We need to get on TikTok, too, I'm
TikTok,
told.
TikTok, bro. Huh?
I know, but okay. That's another level.
Yeah, so we should be there now.
But you did mention that Wild Eyes is going to be for free.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hear it one more time. Maybe we can get you to jam with me.
Do you have the backing track?
I do. Well, I have it with the words, but let me make it happen.
All right.
1 second. All right, let's go.
All right, are we in tune?
Yeah.
Love is a burning thing or a thing. That's what old Johnny says. Love is a burning thing, yeah. Started a band and we hit the road. Fell in love, then we made the show. Bound by your wild eyes, yeah. Down, down, down into the fire, and it burns, burns, burns. We got high. We went down, down, down into the fire, yeah. And it burns, burns, burns. We got high. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, honestly. All right. I do have to say thank you so,
thank you so much.
Honestly, thank you so much. Make sure that you are streaming the entire album on all platforms. That is, of course, Lost Summer. It is Hot Sun Frequency as well. Right here on the Fuse 984. Reach out to them, but jam with them. They are such a vibe. Yeah. And oh my god,
thanks for having
us.
That's
how
like,
you do an album.
Bucket list tick.
Capital FM.
No, I'm so honored as well. That was so much fun.
Thank you.
Like, you guys reminded me why I really, really love what I do. All right, so what we're going to do is to get the news and then back to the Fuse. Don't forget, stream it on all platforms. Down, down, down.